I said, "Excuse me, what are you investigating here? Like, how? Where do you want to start from? What did we even sit on? We sat on one chair that was donated by a church nearby."
Oh wow! Oh,
like it's in shambles. Like that particular police station is in shambles. Like,
so wait, what happened?
So we sat down there and he was just asking me questions. What can he do but ask me questions? Like, what tools, how equipped are they for even ordinary investigation of whether I stole a car? Like, they're not even equipped in any way. What are they even being paid? Like, the entire police force they need to start again. Like, what is really going on? Like, it was terrible. I was really like,
How did they conclude their investigation?
I ended up helping them. I was like, okay, so, sir, next time, I think what you should do is maybe ask me for means of identification to check if they tally with the car documents. You know, I was asking him that.
And what did he say?
He was angry, of course, as usual now. He was getting angry. You are going to teach me my job? After a lot of arguments, one of them came and said, I can't keep this money. I know this man now. Blah, blah, blah. You know, they recognized me. Yeah, then after some time, you know.
If they hadn't recognized you, they would have kept you there.
They would have probably still kept me there, continuing their questioning to no end. Because we weren't really making any progress. You know what I mean? So, it was really depressing.
So let's talk about SARS, because you also featured SARS in the video, and a lot of people are talking about the end of the SARS, you know, portion where some rich guy comes and he rescues his son. So tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, the SARS epidemic is really really crazy, and it's still the same Nigerian problem, and the constant harassment, you know, of innocent Nigerians for no reason, for no just cause, you know. They just, and because of the fact that these guys don't really dress up, I don't think they wear the uniform, they're not really uniform, they just casually dressed, but they're armed.
So yes, usually heavily armed.
When they challenge you, you're even a bit scared, like, who are these guys, you know, until they tell you that they probably show you some sort of ID or whatever. And they just harass you for nothing. They believe that every young person is a young boy. Mm. And, you know,
have you ever had an encounter with SARS?
Personally, not recently. I don't think I've had any horrible encounter.
But have you heard?
Was that SARS?
See, you forgot.
I forgot what I do.
Tell us about your encounter with SARS.
Hey! It was so funny. Like, we're literally just driving out of a filling station. Like, just quietly and gently driving out of the filling station. And this car just blocked us. And, like, 2-3 men just jumped out from the car. Come down! Come down from this vehicle! Come down! This is a stolen vehicle! Ah!
Again?
Wait now, we're getting there. So, I was in my management team. Two guys, my main man Aboki, the bad guy, and Femi Soro, they were both present in the vehicle. And all of us came down like, what's going on? What's going on, sir? What's going on, sir? Before we could say one or two things, somebody chopped slab. They lighted him. Where?
Who got slapped?
So I choose to keep the person anonymous.
They slapped
but
him.
But one of the three of us.
Femi, was it you? Was it you?
One of the three of us received a light. Okay, he dodged the small, but it's still connected.
Wow.
It was. I mean, it's funny now, but it wasn't funny.
It was. I imagine you were terrified.
I was like, what happened? They said, "Get it's our vehicle." For no reason, they were about to just take us away, and I can't even really remember how we wriggled our way out of that one. But it was just horrible, and you know, for no reason, for no cause, they just saw young boys inside fine car,
and that's it. Wow. You know, but I'm sure you've heard lots of stories.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm sure so many other young people out there are facing like even worse. You know, I've heard so many like worse stories as well of people that, you know, have been humiliated by the so-called police. Mm. You know, it doesn't make sense.
And in the video, you also talked about churches. Actually, we could hear your dad's voice as well, right?
Yeah. In the intro and the outro,
yes,
those little excerpts from...
I hope you got clearance from him.
Yeah. Okay. They're actually excerpts from interviews. So interviews that have already been publicly broadcast. Mm. So, you know, the material is out there anyway.
And people, when he spoke about churches, people came for him as well.
Yeah.
People came for him and they were kind of like saying, well, it's a church's business if that's what they want to do.
And those people are our problem.
Mm.
Those people are our
problem. What are your views? What are your thoughts on that? The fact that there are lots of churches. One thing that we heard in the video, and this is something that I agree with, there's some churches that will, you know, start schools or universities that their own members cannot afford to attend.
Of course. Now, and that is religious fanaticism, if I'm correct. Like, you carry the religion on your head. You are more Catholic than the Pope himself. Like, you just take... People are, like, completely brainwashed.
Mm.
So, there's a lot of abuse that is being, you know, that is being done within the church. But because it's the church, because it's the man of God, in quote, nobody really, you know,
I think in Nigeria, it's crazy how... If somebody is labeled man of God, it's kind of like some armor, and they can do whatever they want.
What my dad was saying in that interview, which I took that excerpt from at the end, was that now there's a certain body, and there are some certain legislations that are supposed to govern corporate bodies, like actual companies, but these sort of legislations wouldn't apply
for
to
churches
because they attempt. Charitable organizations.
Oh, I see.
But these same charitable organizations are taking money, in quote, offering tithe, going to set up universities which are operating businesses.
Yes, of course.
You are not
supposed
to do that.
So why don't we have... Why don't...
Our government is not doing anything about it.
Why aren't they going after these, you know, organizations?
Church, in quote. It's too sensitive. Religion.
Interesting. And then this part where they were praying for where some pastors were praying for. I was like, oh
and
my
we've
gosh.
Seen even on social media, like recently, and I feel like recently, like all these videos have been coming back. Like so many videos of like ridiculous, in quote, deliverance sessions or something, you know, going on where the pastor was, the one that the pastor was stepping on, the people was walking on.
Isn't it the South African pastor was making them drink like drink kerosene, all these different things?
Giving them kerosene to drink.
Yeah.
There were some that told everybody to hold their genitals. That said they should remove their underwear and wave it in the air.
But why do you think that they're people like, you know, people like me that condemn those kind of things, but then there are lots and lots and lots of people that will still attend those churches and still believe that, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is the man of God. He's telling me to, you know, to drink this, to take that. So why do we have so many people that still believe that?
I think it's a brainwash. And a lot of people have, like, been brainwashed into believing that no matter what, like, this is the man of God. And whatever he tells you or whatever he does to you is what God, in quotes, has told him to do. I'm like, it's... Sometimes those things are blatantly ridiculous, but they still believe. I don't get it.
Interesting. Okay, so but like I said earlier, there were lots of people that did say that you were basically ripping off Childish Gambino. I saw like a few comments of people saying, "Oh, you're not, it's not original." Blah, so what do you have to say to those people?
No, it's just a little funny. It's just a little funny because it's like somebody comes here and says, I just came and parked my red car outside. And, you know, somebody now comes and tells you that, why are you driving a red car? Don't you know that the car, you're not supposed to be... Like, at the end of the day, when I put out this track, I said, I put it in the description box.
Mm.
Cover of Childish Gambino's This Is America.
Mm.
When I posted it on my Instagram, I said, shout out to Childish Gambino for the inspo. Is that not clear enough? that it's a cover. In the music space, people do covers all the time.
Yeah, they do.
When songs are like huge, or when they, you know, when they get some sort of like attention, everyone sort of does a cover or tries to do their own version or their own remake. So it's a remake. It's not an original. I'm not in any way trying to make it an original. I'm not even making a penny off the track. Although it's affecting me. It's really paining me because in other 2 days now, 1 million views. I get me. But I cannot make one dime of it.
Wait, you can't even make money off your YouTube views?
Nope. Not this particular track because it's not an original.
Oh,
the instrumental belongs to the original.
So what? So owner. Wait, are you trying to say that the money that you're making from this is going to go to Childish
Gambino? Childish his pocket.
Well, I think he's almost at 200 million views. That song was pretty major.
It was almost at 200 million before I put out This Is Nigeria, but now I think it's even over 200 million.
So what do you hope? What do you hope that this video will do? Answer that question. I've got another question.
Yeah, I hope this video will make people to wake up. Like, I hope it will really awaken. And that is really the aim. It's to make people just wake up and realize that it's about time to start to act accordingly. Try to fix up. Is Democracy Day is tomorrow. And I can't really say happy Democracy Day. Nothing very happy about, you know, how Nigeria is right now and how our democracy in quote is, being done. It's not really working.
So we're nowhere near where we should be.
Well, I don't think. And I think, you know.
But do you think we'll get there?
I really hope. I'm a really, really optimistic person. So I really, really hope and believe that there is a better tomorrow. And I think that, you know, if people start to, act accordingly. And I think one thing that is very important for people to have that I think we really don't have in Nigeria is a selfless spirit. Like, everyone is
looking out for themselves.
Hey, that thing is really, really affecting us. Everyone, like, nobody cares about the next man. If fire is burning in the next house, you probably sit in your house and say, it no concern me. At least the fire no reach my own side. It's really crazy. But in any normal society, you go out and try to help them put out the fire. So I think, you know, there's just a very selfish spirit, and that is what fuels the corruption.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. So everybody knows you have your, you know, different characters, different personalities. Do you find that people sometimes don't take you seriously because of that?
I don't think so, actually. I think people know that it's just. I think people have come to realize that it's just. I think people know that I'm a barrister, at least, come on. I have a qualification. I have a degree from foreign university. What do you mean by that? So, generally speaking, you cannot really doubt my capability in that area. But, people have seen that it's a persona for entertainment, which is great, which is amazing. I mean, I couldn't have asked for anything better. And I think they know that when I want to be serious, you know, I am serious. Yeah.
So, does this mean that you're perhaps going to get into politics?
Politics, okay. No, right now I have no such plans.
Maybe in the future.
That's one I cannot speak of. Nigeria today. Nigeria of today is very upside down.
Well, you're saying that things need to change, the next question people are going to ask is, why don't you, you know, go ahead and try and make that change?
By becoming president?
I don't know, becoming.
I can make the change in my own capacity. I can make the change, you know,
one of the main issues that we have is we don't have enough young people in politics. Yeah, look at our presidential candidates.
But even according to the constitution, there are age requirements for certain positions. I don't remember the exact age requirements for the different positions, but I know before you can become a governor, there's a certain age you have to be. Before you can become president, there's a certain age you have to be.
Is it 70?
No, now that is a very good question.
No, it's true.
No. That's a very simple. It's not funny.
Because it's true.
Why is it that most of our people are around that age?
Maybe that's the.
But that's the age.
That's the minimum age.
Stop doing anything really in life. How are you going to have ideas when you're like already?
See, I've said this a few times, and people think it's harsh, but I feel like right now where we are in Nigeria, the people in power, most of them are making very, very important decisions for a future that they're probably not going to be part of.
Mm.
That's the truth.
Mm.
If you think about it, they're making important decisions for situations, for different, you know, issues in the future that they're probably not going to see.
Some of them are not even making any decision at all.
All right, there's so much more we could talk about. Oh, yes, I wanted to find out. So what did your, has your dad seen the video?
Yeah, no, he thought it was an amazing piece of work. He called me. He told me that he really likes it. And I think more than ever, you know, he'll be proud. Because he had the chance of working very closely with Fela. It was Fela's lawyer, and he's definitely a huge Fela fan. And if there's one thing that he has always told me to include in my music or to try to portray with my music is that sort of political activism.
Mm.
You know, so I think he'll be more proud now than ever, Seth.
Okay. All right. Well, goodness, we've spoken for quite a while, actually.
Yeah.
So if you, I forgot, if you have any questions for Files, feel free to send us a tweet, twitter.com/thebeat999fm, or you can call our studio 0810-265-0209. Once again, that is 0810-265-0209. All right. I'm going to play this one from Lil Uzi Vert, The Way Life Goes, and we'll be chatting to Files a bit more. So make sure you keep it locked.
That's true, is that right? She's sipping one wet in your ashtray, get whole out of my loop, but that's new, so my bottom stays